So I think had he been trained for a late race like the Newmarket or the July Cup in the UK, he could have won one of those races. He had an enormous amount of speed and a turn of foot that you don't often see in horses that go up to 2,400, you know.
What are bloodstock agents and trainers going to see in the stock? What are they going to see as they come around the complex here? What are they going to see? What are they going to like?
Well, funnily enough, they're going to see horses that are bigger than their dad. We mated him pretty carefully, although if we could reel off another 12 done deals that look like him, theoretically that should be good. But these are a little bigger than him. They're a little bit bigger than him. They've got fine heads. They've got that classy athletic look about them. And they're all lovely walkers. I think they'll be found to be attractive to most people. And I've had good reports already from a number of people coming to see me and telling me, gee, they're lovely horses.
We're keen to see how they go. And good luck with offering the first of the done deals. John, and always thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Richard. Thank you.
Streak, defeating the Adelaide Strikers by 6 wickets. World number one Angelique Kerber has suffered another blow to her confidence heading into the Australian Open. She was knocked out of the Sydney International in 2 sets by Russian teenager Daria Kasatkina. Kerber made 41 unforced errors and admits she isn't feeling her rhythm. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio talks racing every day, and we keep giving you the right winning mail.
Hoodson has won by 5 lengths in an absolute hand canter. How good is she?
Saturday's Racing HQ will be covering all the tracks. From the Gold Coast, the $10 million Magic Millions race day. Ron Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview Randwick from 8. We'll have Flemington tips from 9. Then the National Racing Service brings you all the racing action. This Saturday on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered free. Plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or binglee.com.au for details.
Did you know New Zealand bred horses won 25% of Australia's Group 1 races last season from just 5.4% of runners? Be it New Zealand Bloodstock's National Yearling Sale at Karaka from January 30 to source the next Group 1 star.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. A big...
Howdy.
I think we're at about 32 at the moment, but, yeah, it's going to be a warm one.
All right. Now, today, when you go out there, I imagine well, there's plenty of places to go and keep cool. There's no worries about that. For the horses, the same. You look after those and track conditions. What have we got there?
Yeah, so we've got a good 4 this morning, a penetrometer of 4.83. With the last 24 hours, we put 8 mils of irrigation on just to try and keep that track a little bit of give in it, because obviously it's going to take a fair bit out of it as the day progresses. And that's 11 mils for the week.
Right, now the rail?
The rail's at 6 metres.
Right, 6 metres today. Terrific. Yep. Good on you, Michael. Have a great day there. Stay cool.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Michael Wood there today. At Canterbury, Glenn Munsey is at the Gold Coast. How are you, Munns?
Oh, outstanding. Sean, why wouldn't I be up here on the Gold Coast training the house down?
Just imagine it. I can imagine you would have been out there this morning. You're kidding, aren't you?
No. I've been out here for quite a while, Sean, and yes, effort is not at its peak at this stage, and I intend to taper off from there.
I think you'd just be ticking over nicely, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've done all the preparation before I got here, Sean, so, you know, I'm just ready to sort of... I'm like a wound-up toy. I'm just ready to go when someone switches me on.
Coiled and ready to spring.
Yep.
Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas are probably thinking, I've never heard as much drivel in my life. From RaceNet, Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, how are you guys? Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. I'm extremely well down here in hot Sydney. Glenn Munsey obviously would have done the 10K kayak there this morning, as most people tend to do on the Gold Coast. But no, we'll be doing our best. Small fields early in the day, but a bit of value late in the card.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I think we're heading for, what, a top of about 40 degrees possibly by the time this meeting starts. But if you're heading out to Canterbury, as Glenn and Paul would know, Sean, it's one of those tracks where you're in air-conditioned comfort all afternoon, betting ring and all the amenities are inside. So still be a pleasant afternoon for punters if we can find a few winners, Paul.
That's for sure, Ray. You know, we'll be doing our best for sure.
OK, now the first out of day, six more Moat comes out.
Yeah, it's the Tab Rewards Handicap here. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,900 metres, and we've got a shorty in Harper's Choice. It's $1.75. Gothenburg, the stablemate to Harper's Choice, is $2.90. We go to Wugok with the tongue tie on today at $9. High Lee with earmuffs on today at $12. And Monasterio with a tongue tie on is a $7 chance. More Mowat is a scratching. Good money here, and majority of it coming through this morning for Gothenburg. It was $4.20 first thing this morning, is now a $2.90 chance and has three times the amount of money on it than what does the favourite Harper's Choice, who's drifted 165 out to 175 today.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, Mungie, because Gothenburg, you know, at his two starts today, has been a huge drifter on both occasions. But speed-wise here, High League probably leads from Wugok, so Chris Waller's run has settled 1-2. I've got Gothenburg probably fourth or fifth, and Harper's Choice tends to settle last. Whether or not he does that today in the small field around Canterbury, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Chris Waller versus Gerald Ryan in the first, isn't it, boys? I think that market correction's got it about right now. I think $1.65, the $4.20 between Harper's Choice and Gothenburg originally, Glenn, was too big a difference. They're about right now. And look, I'm leaning towards the two Gothenburg. I think his two runs have been excellent, both at Warwick Farm over 1,400 metres and 1,600 metres. It gives the indication he's going to really enjoy getting out to 1,900. And he'll just be stalking that early speed, as Paul suggested, and I think Gothenburg is one three-year-old here in this race who will definitely run the trip out. I'm pretty keen on him in the first to beat his stablemate number one, Harper's Choice. Look, no knock on Harper's Choice, but I just think you're going to take the unders. Is a slight risk for mine at the 1900. At Randwick last start, he did have that run over 1800, and he sprinted very quickly. The top of the straight was going to go straight past the leaders, but he got outstayed by Black on Gold. So that little slight query about him at the 1900, but he's certainly right in the mix. Monasterio from the Chris Waller stable. I've liked the way this bloke's gone about his business and his two runs, and he's by Savabeel. Certainly the 1900 won't bother him, and the likely early leader is High Lee, a grey filly by So You Think, who beat the older horses at Gosford last start. And you watch this filly race, Paul, she puts her neck out and really tries hard, but this is a bit of a step up in grade here. A couple of nice three-year-olds here in the first. I like two Gothenburg from 1, 5 and 4.
Yeah, on the exact same numbers, Ray, in the same order, 2, 1, 5 and 4. And I agree with you, I think Gothenburg was the value runner at the $4. Obviously he's trimmed up now into his right quote at 290, but he gives every indication he'll run out the strong 1900. So I'll go with him over the stablemate Harper's Choice for the same reasons Ray outlined. Basically, you're trying to line up the Axiomatic form versus the Black on Cold form. I think both those winners are smart three-year-olds, so it'll be interesting to see how that form line holds up today. The 5 Monasterio, well, he's still a maiden after the two starts, but went close last time out. And number 4, High Lee, she's actually won two races, whereas most of her rivals here have either not won or only won one, and she still gets a bit of a weight pull off them. So High Lee, she'll definitely give a bit of cheek. 2, 1, 5 and 4.
All right, now the second event, and we take out the 7-2-2.
Yeah, and just back to the first race there, the deduction for the bond one, More Mowat, is 4 cents to win and 3 cents for the place. So the second is hashtag the races handicap here, a 1,250 metre maiden for three-year-olds, and we'll start with the Pharaoh here as a $3.50 chance. Then we go to Kingston at $7, Dream I Can at $8.50, Bright Lights Baby is an $11 chance. Long Reach with the blinkers on and the winkers taken off today is $3.20 in favourite. Taciturn comes back today as a gelding, and it's a $9.50 chance. 2-2 came out yesterday, 12 cents a win and nothing the place there. Clear the Dead at 31, Launching at 10, Tough One 23, and McKellar's Love with a lugging bit on at $23. Not a great deal of interest in this race at all. Best supported runner at this stage is Long Reach, and it's not overly strong, the support for it. Second pick is the Pharaoh, and third pick is Taciturn.
Speed-wise here, I've got the Pharaoh and Kingston settling 1-2. Dream I Can shouldn't be too far away. Long Reach has the blinkers first time, as Mungie just said, and a tough one from an inside gate. He'll probably poke forward as well. So a genuine tempo over the 12th.
Yeah, I like Long Reach here, Paul. The blinker's on inside gate. I think he'll take closer order. He won't be pushed there to stay in touch with the leaders, but I'm sure they'll try and take advantage of it if they can. He's been ridden conservatively in his barrier trials and he's returned to racing this prep, and he looks to have, I think the Peter and Paul Snowden stable have found the key to this colt. I thought his first up run at Warwick Farm was a super effort. He had to circle the field where he's ghostly, his main rival, did get a lovely run through the field on the turn. Look, I'm not saying Longreach would have beaten Ghostly, but I think the length and a quarter margin between the two on the line was probably flattered Ghostly a little. I thought Longreach did an excellent job to sustain that run and finish that good, solid second. Today, just stepping a little bit closer to the speed, the blinker's on. I guess Redoute's Choice Colt is ready to break through number five at Longreach. From number one, the Pharaoh, another one from the powerful Gerald Ryan stable, and he did a really good job on debut, didn't he? Beating all but Ebenos at Warwick Farm. He'll improve off that, and he looks a nice type. Settles up on speed, makes his own luck. He'll be hard to beat. Bright Lights Baby looked very disappointing at Warwick Farm late last month when she resumed. Her form prior to that was excellent, her debut preparation, albeit on soft and heavy track. So I want to see her perform on top of the ground, but I know she's better than that Warwick Farm run, so I'm giving her another chance. And look, number three, Dream I Can from the Ron Quinton stable, has trialled nicely leading. And just ran a couple of nice races at its debut preparation late last season. Love to see this horse run well for Ron after the tragic passing of his wife, Margaret, earlier this week. Our thoughts and prayers with Ronnie Quinton. In the second, though, Paul, I like number five, Longreach, to beat 1, 4, and 3.
Yeah, look, I'm same top two, Ray. 1, 5, 3, and 6, just a different order. I'm going with the Pharaoh on top. Loved his debut effort at Warwick Farm in what I'm convinced will be a very strong form race. He raced handy there. He fought bravely. I think the step up to 1250 will suit. He's got a lovely barrier, and he'll just be tactically in a better spot than the main danger, number five, Longreach, who even with the blinkers on from barrier one, he'll still be behind the Pharaoh turning for home and just need that run through the pack in order to run him down. I think they're the two clear top picks, 1 and 5. Number three, Dream I Can. I like the way he's trialled into this. Two runs last prep were good, especially his debut here behind a Russian Revolution. So we'll all be giving Dream I Can an extra cheer. And number six, Taciturn. I've got it in for fourth, been gelded during his spell and had a couple of very quiet trials. If they overcook it up front, it will be the one that's rattling over top of them. 1, 5, 3, and 6.
Right, there we go to the next event, the third, number two, Showmaster, 7, Mad Arm Lily, 8, Remunerator, and 10, Therese Out.
Yeah, this is the happy 50th Roz Scarlet handicap here, so happy 50th to Roz. It's a benchmark 67 over 1,100 metres, and Golden Shoes is a $3.60 chance. Showmaster is out, no deduction. Spirit and Fire, favourite, odds on at $1.80. Then we go to Typecast with a tongue tie on today at $5.50. Grammar School with a tongue tie on is a $10 chance. Raised a Legend with a tongue tie on at $21. Madame Lily came out this morning, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Remunerator is out, no deduction. Clarel El Blanco is a $12 chance. On the bottom one, Therese is not there. Best supported runner and the only runner with any significant money on it whatsoever is Spirit and Fire. It did go up odds against. I think you'll find it went up around about 235. Was into a short price favourite before this morning and remains a short price favourite at $1.80.
Yeah, well, he's been very well suited by these scratchings, Amund. The Spirit and Fire should bounce straight to the front from barrier one and control the race. To raise the Legend handy. Grammar School could be thereabouts, and Clara El Banco, the only other one that would potentially apply much pressure up front. But it looks as though Spirit and Fire, Ray, will be first out, first time.
Yeah, agree, Paul. Number three, Spirit and Fire on top. He made his debut at Canterbury back in August and defeated Zumbalina. Did a good job that day to beat Zumbalina and Ebenos. Now, Zumbalina has since won her next four starts and is a stakes filly in waiting. Ebenos is also a city winner. Form out of that race was excellent. He's a beautifully bred colt by More Than Ready out of Amelia's Dream. And look, Team Hawks then gave him his chance in a listed race for Heritage on September 17. Look, perhaps at his debut preparation, Paul, he might have had enough. He was disappointing behind Guard of Honour that day, but we know he's a lot better than that. His recent trial at Rose Hill, absolutely outstanding. And he was cruising all the way. He's got brilliant natural speed out of the gates. Settled up on speed with Samantha, was far too good for Samantha, who has since come out and won first up at Canterbury to flank that very strong barrier trial effort by Spirit and Fire. Clearly on top here, despite the fact he is taking on the older horses. Three Spirit and Fire from one Golden Shoes. He's racing up to a win, this horse. He's tough, he's seasoned. His last two runs, excellent, particularly that Warwick Farm effort behind San Giovese and Machine Gun Jubs. Very strong form line that, and he will test Spirit and Fire. That race fitness certainly puts him into calculations here. Number four, Typecast, does sprint well fresh. Not overlooking him either, Paul. And Raise the Legend, TAB number six, races well here at Canterbury. But he ticks all the boxes for my number three, Spirit and Fire, in the third. 3, 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, same numbers, Ray. Slightly different order. 3, 6, 4, and 1. Spirit and Fire on top. There's nothing more I can add to what Ray said there. Number six, Raise the Legend. I will be taking a Quinella with this horse because at $21, that may be the value way to play the race. Gets in very light after the claim. Always runs well first up and actually ran second in a very strong highway handicap first up last prep. So if you're looking for value, play the Quinella with the six. Number four, Typecast. I've got her in third, but I haven't been overly impressed with her trial. But the stable, they can get them to improve under race conditions. So keep an eye on the betting moves there. And number one, Golden Shoes, the best of the rest. 3, 6, 4, and 1.
Right, we go to the next event today. And this is the fourth event. We've got a few come out of this one too. And they're scratching. So 2, Charming Lad. Number 3, Fashion Snips. 4, Cry for Peace. 7, Gold Artist. And 9, Born Lucky.
Yeah, it's the tab.com.au handicap here. A benchmark 67 over 1550. And being the fourth race on a 7-race card, very important because it's the last leg of the early quaddy and the first leg of the normal quaddy. We'll start with Murra Goldry here, who's a $4 chance. Charming Lad came out yesterday, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. Fashion Snips came out yesterday, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Cry for Peace came out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Fortensky, $2.80 and favourite. Prescience, with an offside bubble checker on today, is a $3.30 chance. Gold Artesian came out this morning, 12 cents a win, nothing the place. Token of Love at 6, Born Lucky, out no deduction. Marmaduke's Lady is a $7.50 chance, and Secret Web is at $17. Well, with all the scratchings now, best supported runner is actually Token of Love, who went back up $7.50 this morning, is now a $6 chance. Second pick is Marmaduke's Lady, who's been 8 into $7.50 today. And third pick, the toppy in Murra Goldry.
Yeah, well, the money's come for the horse that should lead, Token of Love. She'll get a slightly easier run with these scratchings, but I still think a Secret Web will put some pressure on. We've got Fortensky drawn to box seat. So I think the tempo will still be okay, but definitely some of the pressure has come out of the race.
Yeah, and give number 5, Fortensky, one more chance here, boys. Look, he's been beaten favourite at both runs this prep, but they look they've been sound enough efforts last start at Warwick Farm. He was up on speed throughout, fought on hard, beaten narrowly into third spot. Murra Goldry admittedly came from behind and ran Fortensky down, but as Paul hinted, he's going to get a lovely run again from the inside gate, just tucked in behind the leaders. He'll get every possible chance. I can see him peeling off on the home turn. They'll have to catch him. I think today he might be able to sneak home number 5, Fortensky. From number 6, Prescience, I've thrown him as the main danger, his stablemate, from the Chris Waller camp. And that's because I'm hoping there is that tempo that Paul has suggested there will be here. He needs that tempo. He gets back, but he runs home hard. His first up effort at Newcastle, excellent. 14 starts now, 10 minor placings still to win. He's a horse with promise. Number 1, Murra Goldry, very underrated, this bloke. Potter's done a great job with the 7-year-old. And look, he was just too good from the Warwick Farm last start, mowing them down late.
Well, going out of the 15-51,
he's up a little bit in weight, but they are making James or Central there. 2 tables off. He's definitely
we have Central on the big one or
number
not?
8, Token of Love. If she gets a soft lead, she'll be very hard to catch with that light weight. I think number 5, Fortensky Core, I'm prepared to give him one more chance in race form. Numbers are 5, 6, 1, and 8.
Sorry, I can see it.
I'm not going to go away from Murra Goldry after he got the cash for us last start at a decent price. Yes, he's up in weight against a horse such as Fortensky, who he meets 2 kilos worse at the weight for a half-length victory, but he's a winner. He's finished in the Quinella at 13 of 26 starts. He's already got 6 wins next to his name. He races best on top of the ground. As Ray said, they're using a 2-kilo claim here, and he's effective over distances from between 1,000 and 1,900. So the 1550 looks just about right up his alley. I'll stick with him. He's a winner. Number 6, Prescience. Well, he's the opposite. He tends to find one better than him. 14 starts for 8 seconds and 2 thirds. First up run was terrific. He will win one day. Just a matter of when that's going to be. The 5, Fortensky. Well, it's a bit early to put him in the non-winner basket just yet. But as Ray said, he has been beaten as favourite at 2 from 2 this prep. Does get all the favours in the run today, though, and is well-weighted. Best of the rest, I thought number 10, Marmaduke's Lady, she's working into some sort of form, and it wouldn't shock if she got into the mix. 1, 6, 5 and 10.
All right, we go to race 5, number 10, Silla. And 12 Destination Tucson come out.
Yeah, the Ranvets Neutraline here, a 1900 benchmark 67. And the toppy here is Most Exalted, and it is the $2.40 favourite. Calypso Bay is a $5 chance. Kaseki Dane at $7. Austin, $11. Little Miss Brown at $7. Halbird with a nose roll on, a tongue tie on, and they've taken the blinkers off it at $17. Oh So Unfair at $11. One Touch is $35. Living Choice is a $15 chance. Silla came out this morning, 2 cents to win nothing the place. Southern Orders at 31, and Destination Tucson came out yesterday, 2 cents to win and nothing the place there. Not an overly strong betting race, but the best supported runner is definitely the toppy and Most Exalted, even today, 250 into 240. Second pick is Oh So Unfair as an $11 chance.
Yeah, speed-wise here, Halbird, the obvious leader. One Touch will probably go forward off that gate. Austin Handy. And the other one I've got handy would be Southern Orders. I'd say they'll move on with a reasonable tempo rate, but there's certainly nothing to look at too much pressure.
Paul, I'm a top two race. They'll fight this one out. Number one, Most Exalted. Two, Calypso Bay. I'm leaning towards number one, Most Exalted. Look, if you look at the stats, 15 starts, just the one win, 8 minor placings. That's a little bit of a red flag there, being a horse with a lot of ability, and he's been racing against some talented horses throughout his career. And look, after 3 runs back from the spell, he is ready to win. Syndrome. Then third up at Warwick Farm, he was an eye catch. He got held up for a vital part of the race coming into the straight. When he finally got clear, he flew home behind King's Guard. James Cummings has since given him a lovely barrier trial effort behind his sailor-mate High Midnight, who's a handy performer. Hugh Bowman rode Most Exalted in that trial. He's sticking with him today, and Most Exalted's only career win has come at Canterbury. I think he's ready to break through again, number one, Most Exalted. From two, Calypso Bay, who I must admit I was very bullish about at Warwick Farm late last month. He came off those two brilliant wins at Waimantaree. Started a long odds on favourite, and he didn't have many excuses. I thought he was beaten fair and square behind the latest. I'm prepared to give him another chance, though, because I know he's a better horse than that Warwick Farm flop. 5, Little Miss Brown, racing consistently, will enjoy getting up to the 1900. And number 3, Kaseki Dane, likes the Canterbury course. He looked home for all money at the night meeting on January 6th. Dylan's Romance kicked back on the inside to edge him out. He was jumping from 14 straight to 1900 that day, so with that run under his belt, he'll be ready to go again here. And as I said, he does enjoy this track. But one Most Exalted on top in race 5. 1, 2, 5 and 3.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Most Exalted on 1, 2, 9 and 11. I've got him as the best bet of the day. Hughie Bowman taking over. He's been a little bit unlucky at all 3 runs back this time, and in much stronger company, back to a 67. He's got to carry the full 59 kilos, but he just should have far too much class for them. And I think he's a good bet. Number 2, Calypso Bay, the obvious danger, lightly raced, has plenty of ability. I'll be surprised if they go forward on him today from that gate. He just over-raced last start, and I think that's what brought him undone. And he was inclined to do it at Taree at the start before that. But once he settled, that was the key to him, because he can save that energy for what is a very strong, sustained finishing 400 metres. So interesting to see what they do on Calypso Bay today, but no surprise if he improves. Number 9, Living Choice. If you put the pen through his last start at Randwick over 2400, where he pulled himself into the ground, his form was very consistent, including around the 1900 here. So throw him into the Quinellas and trifectas. And number 11, Southern Orders, if you want a real roughie. She's coming back from an open handicap victory at Armidale to a benchmark 67. That's usually a formula for a cheeky performance. I'll go 1, 2, 9 and 11.
All right, that brings us then to the next event, and we take our 9 Pick Me Up.
Yes, this is race 6 on the program, and it is the Highland Race Colours Handicap here, a benchmark 72 over 1,250 metres. And God Unders is the toppy here, is an $11 chance. Satirical Magic at 5. Mr. Entertainer is $17. Shavish at $4.40, and that price makes it favourite. Gender BN is a $6 chance. Mercurian with Winkers on today at $15. I Can Rock at $7.50. No Bad Blood is a $12 chance. Pick Me Up came out this morning, 12 cents a win and nothing the place. Hot Vinny is a $10 chance, and Eastern Legend is at $7.50. Well, the bottom one here, Eastern Legend, did go up as much as $15. That was with Pick Me Up in the race as a $5 chance. It is the best supported runner. Second pick is I Can Rock, and the majority of the money has come for it this morning. Third pick is Gender BN.
Yeah, genuine pace here. Mr. Entertainer going forward with Gender BN. No bad blood right there. Chavish handy, and Got Unders will kick forward off that inside gate. So, Ray, if you like a back marker here, they should get their chance.
And I do, Paul. TAB number two, Satirical Magic. Look, he's a very underrated horse, this bloke. Always goes around a backable price. I think Glenn mentioned $5 just before. Again, you can certainly get on him with good value. He's a horse who races really well at Canterbury. Eight starts here. He's a winner at Canterbury. He's run second three times, including a really good effort last start when he chased home that smart mare of the Chris Lee Stables, S4. His racing pattern suggests he needs, like he gets back in the field, runs home hard late, but with that genuine speed that Paul suggests, he'll get the opportunity to finish over the top of them. And with Jan Pena's 3 kilo claim, gee, I think he's well weighted in this grade. Number two, Satirical Magic. Racing consistently will be hard to beat. Number four, Chavish. I was home at Randwick on Boxing Day. I thought he was disappointing, but looking at the replay of that run, he was ridden up on speed that day. His previous two runs, he was tucked in behind them with cover and produced late. I think ridden a little bit more conservatively today. He'll be in the finish. Eastern Legend, this is
really
a nice
well
course.
After the big shindig, the opening party last night on the beach, so we look forward to bringing you some classic.
Starts unplaced in both. They look to see him step out here in a benchmark 70 is a bit of a risk, but Les Bridge is a master trainer, and at both his runs, this horse has showed plenty of potential, hitting the line hard in each. He's got talent, Eastern Legend. Wouldn't be surprised to see him running a race here. And number seven, I Can Rock, hasn't had a lot of luck at his last couple of runs, particularly that effort at Randwick on Boxing Day. He just got held up inside runners at the top of the straight. When he eventually got out, he worked home nicely, finishing fourth, beaten the half length behind Wait and Watch. He'll win a race shortly this prep. He's going well, I Can Rock. But I like two Satirical Magic. He'll enjoy that good tempo up front, and he'll be hard to hold out late in race six. 2, 4, 1, and 7.
Yeah, look, I'm going 1, 6, 10, and 2 here. I'm making number one, Got Unders, my best value play of the day. Second up from a spell, Barrier 1, should get all the favours in transit. And first up in a much stronger race event by 78 Saturday race. He was only beaten 3 and a bit lengths behind the boy there after drawing Barrier 10 and having to sort of track midfield the whole way. I think today will be a much better run. So right up there on the speed of Barrier 1. And the good track, well, the good three track first up, even though he's a bit of a known as a wet tracker, I think the price is good enough we can gamble on top of the ground today.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to the Gold Coast. And again, we're here in the new year for the Magic Millions famous week of racing. The countdown to the $10 million race day over the road on Saturday. The countdown barrier draws done yesterday, but now the sales begin. It all begins here in about half an hour's time. We'll be live on Sky Thoroughbred Central as well as Sky Racing 2 right through the next 3 days and then Saturday night after the big race day. We've got a large team here, but the Gold Coast and Bernadette Cooper, they go together. Morning, Bernie.
It is to be back for the 2017 Magic Millions sales. Of course, I'm down the back here at the horse stalls where horses are eagerly parading for intense buyers today. Joining me is a new wingman, Richard Haynes. Welcome to the coverage.
Thanks, Bernie. Great to be here. The Magic Millions is an important sale. It kicks off the Australasian sales series. The strong Magic Millions bodes well for the rest of the sales throughout the year. So there's a great group of horses here. The buyers are here looking forward to big week of selling.
Thrilled to have a breeding buff for Simon today, and of course we've all pulled up really well after the big shindig, the opening party last night on the beach, so we look forward to bringing you some classic interviews.
Bernie, Bernadette Cooper there with Richard Haynes. He's got the hat and I'm without it. I'm in all sorts of trouble today. I brought the hat up and then left it in the motel room. Vin Cox, Managing Director of Magic Millions. How are you, Vin?
Good morning, Andrew. I thought after